Rishus Avimori. We found the sugya of Vasa B'Cholov, Zegishmak, Zveinagel. The Brisa and Pesachim and Nachum Tess brings down from Rebbe, Amo Oretz the Osir to eat Bosser. Why? He says, Zeus Torahs Behemoth V'Oif. And it was Isaac in Torah, Holy Malachas, then they can eat Bosser. Shaino Isaac B'Torah cannot eat Bosser Behemoth V'Oif. Explains to Masha why. People do not learn the lachas of kashrus, avad being nichshul in the iser of kashrus. If you want to eat boss, you have to learn the sugya. As I said, I love that you're passing this way, but the point they show over here that when you learn iser v'heter, what's very negayah is be'ikir boss of a cholov. Because in everyone's house, they have boss and they have cholov. Things get mixed up, people have a lack of knowledge, people not know the information, and therefore to be zerchati boss, you have to learn the lachas. The Makar, there are three different psukim in the Torah, one Mishpatim, one Kisisa, one last week's Passion Re'ei, of the Lois of Ashok Di Bachelev Imoy. And these are one of the reasons was Zecher Torah, because there's Lois of Ashok Di Bachelev Imoy. Now, the Ilam, when they give a Shurim about it, it's usually around Shavuos time. Again, we do not read on Shavuos, we read it twice on Sukkis, once on Sukkis and twice on Pesach. The Pasuk Lois of Ashok Di Bachelev Imoy. Now, the simple way of understanding with the Makar to Aser, Echad Bachilo, Bisura Bano, and Babishal, is everyone brings down Rashi and Chumash, Eternus Vebri Shmol. From there, he says the Pasuk three different times to come tell you three separate Isirim over here. There's an interesting Balaturim that says, Loisa Vashal is Gematrio, Isarachilo, Bishal Bano. Same Gematrio. Now, there is one question they start off with is how many Lavin are there? How many Isirim are there? The three Psukim is that in the Tariq Mitzvahs, one Lav, three Lavin, two Lavin. So the Rishag, the Bahag, they bring down, it's one love. It might be brought down three different times, as a Chumer Inyan, but Ba'atim there's one love. Atzal Hasheni, the Zohar Kiyah, he brings down, he says three times, three different lavim. The Rambam, he comes along and says there are two lavim, two Yisirim over here. How he explains the Sefer Mitzvahs, and it's brought down in the Smag and Smak and the Chinuch the same way. That Ba'atim there's one Yisir over here, Mitzav the Sugya of Bishul. There's an other Yisir of Achila and Noah that go together. Because the Iker Hano is Achila. They go hand in hand. Achila and Noah are part and parcel one with another. Therefore, there's two Lav in the Torah. One Bishul, one Achila and Noah. The Chud and Nafkamil will get to is going to be the Lochens of Kimmel, the Pesach Shuvah. Now, the side of here of Bas B'Cholov, the Gemara is very clear, Psochim and Afim Dalid, it's a Chiddush. The Makar, the whole concept is a Chiddush. The Gemara discusses why is it a Chiddush. Is the reason it's a chiddush because it's heter with heter, boss is heter and cholv is heter? The Gemara said no, climb is also heter by heter. The Gemara ends off the reason why it's a chiddush because the mice at the end of the day you can soak boss inside cholv for 24 hours. And you get to shari sum, there's a transfer of time, it'll be ulcer. Mashenke boss b'cholv, you soak it 24 hours, the mice it's mutter. The only thing the asir is derech bishul osur toyer, you have to mevashel it. The fact that one tam of milk went inside the meat does not asir it. So we have a story, the Gemara is very clear that Bas B'Cholov is a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. Now there is a Rashi, Bas B'Chol and Daf Kuf Ches also brings down the story over here, the Gemara's Havamino Mitzad, it's also Heter B'Heter. They point out, there could be two things over here. Number one, there's a Heter B'Heter, that's a Chiddush. We never find a concept, one Heter with the other Heter creates an Isser. And we have a second concept over here, that the Maaseh say, even though there's Tam, one side or the other, it's Mutter. The story to Aser is Derech Bishul Osur Torah. Building upon that, they point out, very good, Svaro, why is that so? There's a concept of Bittul. Everyone knows if you have a case of Shishim, it's Mutter. The Loch and the Gerta claim, the Rishon Mispikah, the Rosh, the Rajbo, there's no Yisrael of Bittul. There's Heter Beter, you cannot have a battle Heter. With battle Isser, you cannot have a battle Heter. So if so, why are Bas B'Chol is a concept of Bittul? So where how the Rajbo and Shuvan Chelk Aleph, the Rosh and Nida, they say, it's very simple. They say it's Derech Bishul. If there's no Tam, there's a chesaron in the bishul. The whole point is to transfer tam one to another. And therefore, it comes along when you have shishim over there, there's no tam. No tam by default, there's no isser over here. Not the point over here, there is isser with a bittul. The isser is when it's derech bishul to give over tam. That's the definition of the isser, is nesinas tam. If there is no tam, by default, there is no isser. Not there's a bittul to the isser, but there is no isser over here. Now, when you start Bas B'Cholov with numerous form like bringing down, that choose the Chiddush over here, but the Rishonim bring down a time of the Kro. There's Rambam in Mor Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel. He wants to bring down the reason why the Torah asks the Bas B'Cholov. It's the Reich of Avodah Zarah. How's the Reich of Avodah Zarah? He explains that either by the Avodah they have Bas B'Cholov together, or by them tying that bosom b'cholov together. That's one reason. A second, the Ramban and Dvarim, he brings down, it's a midat achzarias, that's what the Torah is machmer. The achzarias over here is to take the animal and cook it in its own mother's milk over here. That's bosom b'cholov, that's not nice. The whole idea of the mother's milk is to nourish the child. Here, taking the animal and you're cooking the own mother's milk, that's terrible. It's midat achzarias over here. In fact, the Ramban, who says he's cooking the mother's milk itself? So the Ramban explains, because every Kolman Nekas is called Aim, and Kol Yonik is called Gedi. Well, the way that Evan Ezra explains, that maybe it is a mother's milk. Are you not sure it's a Safek? Safek Dreis L'chumro. As a second as far they say. Another reason that Ben Mechad brings down Pash Mishpotim, as the idea of Timtum Malay. The Chinuch brings down the Tzadu of Taruvah, as the case of Kleim Kishiv. Ben Mechad says Alpi Kabbalah. And the Rishonim bring down numerous reasons. Lamaisa, at the end, the Ben Mechad says, true, the newest reasons among the Rishonim. Those are all coming to say why Litchlis Hashoyal. People want to know, they want to ask, they want to understand. So Shal will give them these reasons. At the end of the day, it's all a chok, and it compares like Barakuma. This is what Torah says. It's a chok, we have the klom, these are gedorim, these are what we falco do. That time, we're answering the shalom, these are the reasons. Well, at the end of the day, the mice says a chok. To show the chshivas of the inner boss of a cholov, the olam likes bringing down a medrash. The medrash in Shachar Toiv in Tehillim, it says over there, when Paiso went to go receive the Torah, the Malachim says, don't give it a Klal Yisrael. Maisa can do so many averus. So Hashem answered back and said, Maisa, the Malachim, they do puravu. They can't, so you're not jacked to the Torah. Can you do the Sugya of Tumah is not negated to you? The Sugya of Misa, Chol is not negated to you. Therefore, who's zechet to the Torah? Klal Yisrael. Moshe received the Torah, came down. He saw the Klal Yisrael doing the averus. He broke the Luchos. He came back a second time, go receive the Torah. Now the Malachim, they're very happy. Maestro Oivet says in the Torah of Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim, and therefore they lose the Torah. We the Malachim, keep the Torah. So came along with Hashem and says, a kitch against the Malachim, since you ate by Basa B'Cholov, by Avram Avinu, they went over there and said the Pasuk Vika Chema B'Cholov, and they got also Ben Bakar. Since you ate Basa B'Cholov, and every Tanikshu B'Yisrael knows is Alacha Basa B'Cholov, therefore you Malachim, you lose out from the Torah. Adkan. Peldekai's idea. Why would Klai Yisrael zeichet to the Torah? Why not, after we broke the Luchos, then I will Maisa not keep it? Because you, Malachim, you did not keep Basa B'Cholav, you lose half the Torah. We can be even of the Zara, we'll get the Torah. You don't keep Basa B'Cholav, that's it, you lose it. But look at Medrash, the Chshivas of the inner Basa B'Cholav. This is one of the reasons, the Behetiv, the Simba talks about Gdala brings down, why we eat Basa B'Cholav, not eat Basa B'Cholav. We have the inner eating Milchiks on Shavuos. What? To show that we keep the Luchos of Basa B'Cholav of Achakis. They do ask a question, the Rebbe of Herschel, Chnukas HaTorah, he says, the Maisa, what happened over here? The Basar, the Chema, and the Cholav, together with the Ben Bakar, was it cooked together? Pasha of Ram Avinu did not cook it together. If cooked together, Avinu even is served, not cook it together. Ram Avinu kept the Cholav Torah Kula. So what did they serve to the Malachim? It wasn't cooked together. There's no Issa HaTorah anyway. Ma Baya, what did the Malachim do wrong? They lost the Torah. So the stipler in Birchat HaParetz in Pashav Eri, he has two tools and one teretz he wants taina, the Malachim Mugufei Eish. And therefore, they put inside their mouth, they cook together, so right there's a sugyam tzli over here, and then tzli, it's an Issa D'Raisa. That's the stipler. The second teretz he says, Echadami, though, even Issa D'Rabban, and they still lost the Torah. Still lost the Torah. The second cash of the Issa upon this medrash over here is that the pasuk is very clear that first they got Chema V'Cholav, they got milk and butter, and after they got Ben Bakar. Later on, they got not together, then they got Ben Bakar. They did Zerach HaZeh. So what did they do wrong? They had Zerach HaZeh. So it says the Chassam Sofer in Taurus Moshe, Pasha Re'i, the loch is when you get to loch and simple test, it's the pays. After you eat milk, you have to knuach v'adocha and until sedayim, or check your hands. If you do not do knuach v'adocha, you can't eat basar. Says the Chassam Sofer, Rashi brings down in Pasha Re'i, that over there, since the Sorah is piercing Nida, she did not give out any Lechem. They did not do Knuach V'Adoch of the Melachim. Why they lose the Torah? Because they did not do Knuach V'Adoch. A lot of people actually do not even know this halacha. That after you eat Milchiks, you want to eat Fleishiks, you have to do Knuach V'Adoch, you have to eat something and drink something. You have to eat some bread or something Ke'inzeh, you have to drink something, otherwise you can mamash lose the Torah. They do ask another Shalah in the world that Avraham Avinu is serving the same table over here, Simfei Ches, Basar, Ben Bakar, and the Cholav. Over there, the live Ayah wants to answer. Avram was a shomer. You have to answer. Lema is a shomer work. We'll get some pechas over here. But the Ma'aseh Yisrael, they point out the pasuk Lo Yishavash Gedibah Chelav Imoy. The pasuk in Lashik's Parsha says, "Am Kodesh Atol Hashem Lekecho." Since you're Am Kodesh, therefore the Locha of Basu B'Cholav, and if you don't keep it, you lose out the Torah even for the Rabbanans, even Chesed Chinuch Vadacha, even the fact that maybe they're not roasted together. You have to be very careful in these Alochas. You want to be Zeich to eat Basar, you have to learn the Alochas correctly. The Makar for this Indian, Allah Sivashal from the Torah, come along the Sugi over here. By us, the beginning called Basar brings down there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says all Basar, whether it's Chaya, Oifa, Behema, the loch is you cannot eat it with milk over here. The only thing that's mutter is fish. In the case of Chagovim, grasshoppers, they get to the Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Ashkenaz. Anyway, do not eat grasshoppers. The Mishnah on Kufi Gimel Amalaf brings down the loch over here to be Oivan Isser is Dafka Deraisa by Torah with the Torah. Meaning the Basar has to be from Behemoth that's Torah, and the Cholov has to be from Behemoth that's Torah. To be Oivan, you can be Oivan. Number one, the Mishnah says Isser Bishul, and number two, the Isser of Hano. And Pashas, who were in the Isser of Achilo. Now, however, let's say the case over here that the Basar is Tomei, or the case over here the Cholov is Tomei, then the Loch is, the Mishnah is very clear, you allow the Mavashalot, you allow to have enough from it. That's first the Tanakamo. Kamu Kiva, and he says, how do you know this concept? He said, Lois Vashal Gediba Chelav Imar three times, and Gedi is Lafuke Chaya, Lafuke Oif, Lafuke Tomei. Brings down the third member on the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshia Glili. He says over here, we have a drush on the Pasuk, and it comes out, the Chai will be a case of a Deraisa. One basic question in the Mishnah over here is, how many Mandiyomim are there in the Mishnah? Are there three Mandiyomim or two Mandiyomim? Basically, how do we paskin? Meaning, is there a Tanakamo, then there's a Kiva, and Rabbi Yeshia Glili, three different Shitas? Then also Taisus and Afkof Yigimel points out, there are three different Shitas. Over here, the Taisus is saying, the Chum is saying the loch over here by Chayiv Oif is deraisa. Rekiva is saying Chayiv Oif is not deraisa. And Yosef Gilili is saying only Chayiv is deraisa. That's Taisus Shito. Mashenkin the Rosh by on the Mishnah Simon and Aleph. He comes and says no. There's a the Tanakh Kamla says the loch is that these things are going to be by Tomei be Maisa be Mutter Minatayro, and Rekiva is explaining the Tanakh Kamla. And therefore, there is no machlokes. And Sai the Tanakamo and Sai Rekiva agree the chayav oif the ma'aseh is going to be mutter min haTorah. The nafkamina obviously is how do we paskin? Kamal the Roshan says the locha is that we have Rekiva versus the rabbin. Then we go like the rabbin. Therefore, according to Taisus, we should paskin like the Tanakamo chayav oif is deraiso. Mashenkin says the Rosh the Rif the ma'aseh brings down the words of Rekiva. Why? Because Rekiva is explaining the Tanakamo. And then we're going to paskin like Rekiva, and the Lochas Chayiv Oif will be a case that is mutter min haTorah. That's first Pshan the Mishnah. And the Gemara goes on further, and the Gemara has really two Chalokim over here. The Gemara from Daf Kufi Gimel, the Kufi Dal of Beis, is discussing what's Nichol in Gedi. What's the Locha by Dam? What's by Mesa? By Shlil, Shilia, Atzomais, Gidim, Kronius, and all these things, that's the first Chalok of the Gemara. The Gemara from Kufi Dal of Beis to Kufi Tezayin discussing what's Nichol in the Isser. Besides the issue that says in the Torah Bishul, what's the loch in the get achilo, or what's the loch in the get to an o? The Gemara has numerous drashas. If you read slowly, the six mahalchim in the sugyo, the six ways you can learn the isser of achilo, the six ways you can learn the isser of hano. The ma'aseh what comes out again was brought down among the ikkum rishonim is tonad Rabbi Shmuel. That's what's brought down again in Rashi and Chumash. That's the Torah, the Rajbo, that's the Mechav Mekzaun. The way that we know the three different Yisurim over here, Issa Achila, Issa Aino, and Issa Bishul, is what it says the Pasuk Lo Yishpash of Diva Chelev Imay three times. Therefore, we have three Yisurim over here. Lalocha also is brought down, it's broken up also into two Chalokim over the Sif Alf, Sif Bezin Gimel. Sif Alf is also defining what's Nichol in the Issur, is the Issa Achila, also Issa Aino, and Issa Bishul. So Beis and Gimel discussing what animal over here is a Tahira, is a Tomei, is a case of Chayav Oif. To go through each one. First, that means to get to this Issa, we have to define. First of all, what is Achila? What's Issa Bishol? What's Issa No? So to get to the Issa of Achila, go through what quickly it says on the page in Shulchan Aruch. Number one, to get to Achila, the loch is that if it's Derech Achila, you even Issa the right to get Malkus for it. If it is not derech achila, come on the Pesach Tshuva, bring down the Rambam, and says the loch is that it'll still get malchus for it. Still get malchus. Now, what does it mean, not derech achila? So, the loch that we had already, we discussed, not to get derech achila. Let's say you have something that's treif, that you have medicine, you want to take it, to wrap it up in a tissue, and swallow it. It's not derech chilut, only to do abonim by chilut. It might be makel. By posav a cholov, you wrap it up in a tissue that's not derech chilut. Still, kamal pisach chuv, being not through abonim, you still even as deraisa get malchus for it. That means these eitzes of not derech chilut by a chayla is only negated shari serim, but not negated sugya posav a cholov. A second thing we see negated the isav achilut is a shir, because a shir is a kezayis. Over Chashishir, Machloik of Yerchnu or Shlokush in the last parak in Yuma, over this Minatorah, not Minatorah, we pass in Chashishir is also Minatorah. However, you did not get Malkus for it. Now they point out, what does it mean Chashishir? One of the cases that come from over here, that means, that, for example, a concept, like Kseves Karka cannot make tattoos. Could a person write a phone number on his hand? Is that Chashishir? Could what's Kseves Karka? You cannot write something, you cannot take that ink and engrave it inside. You do Chalak over here. The engravement and writing it. Is that Chashishir? The Goyis Rip on the Rasag said that's Chashishir. You cannot write a phone number upon you. It's also Chashishir. Kamal Mkham Knievsky says, I'll bring you a chloride in the Meiser. It's not, no problem in the Torah. I'm also going to boss of a
cholov. Well, why would it be Chashishir?
So that's the Kamal Mkham. He said, I'll bring you chloride, not. Why? Because can you eat Bosser?
Right.
Bosser is Chashishir, a boss of a cholov. How in the world can you eat Bosser? That's Chashishir. Elamai says of Chaim, this is the right, there's two different concepts here. The Isser is Basar B'Cholov, the Shir is Kezayis. Basar without Cholov is a concern in the Isser. The Isser is not here yet. When you have the Isser, Basar B'Cholov, the Shir is Kezayis, the Chet Shir is Osir. Mashenki in the case over here, by Kesev's character, the same thing, the Isser has is having it too. Having it part of it, having it writing it, that's not the Chet Shir. That's a concern in the Isser. The Isser is not here at all. And therefore, the other ones say maybe do Rabbanon. A lot of people want to say Mikkah, and that probably seems to be its motor. But like Kseves Karka, they discuss a similar idea. The first soul bring the raya by on Shabbos to walk down Amos is also. Mash Enkin, one Amo, Allah is motor. To Zech, Zech, Amo, that's a Dindu Rabbanon. One Amo, Maishri Paschal is motor. In fact, the Achoinu, Maishri is Chetishir. Says it to us as well. He says, why from Basa B'Cholov? Why Basa B'Cholov? The Shir is Ali to Ishvim Mekoymoy. The Isser is what? Not to go for Amos. For Amos is the Isser. That's not the Shir. For Amos is Isser. Ali Yitz Ishmael Mekoymoy. One Amos, Chesorin and Isser. Chesorin and Isser is not negated to the Sugim of Chetzi Shir. It's Chesorin and Isser. So again, the Vali Lali Poser, Nuchson of Chetzi Shir. That's the Chesorin and Isser. A third thing negated to Achilo is that what's the Locha negated to Kli Isser by Achilo? That means we know, Leilam Sulik Mor and Davkov Dalet. The Gemara they discuss is, can you put food on the same table of Boson Cholov? We have an Issa de Rabbanon. Frech the Gemara, why? The Gemara says, can my transfer one to another? I eat Tzainim and Tzainim. The Gemara says, yeah, in the case of an Ilfis, a half frying pan. Frech the Gemara, a half frying pan, the mice is a Klisheni, and Klisheni is not Mavashal. The Gemara says, it's a Klirishan, the Ilfis is a Klirishan, Adkan. So it's very clear that by Klisheni, the Gate to Bishal, is no Issa Bishal by Klisheni, by Boson Cholov. By Shari Sum, transferring Tom. That was last month. That's a Mavucha among the Isa Kalim. Rechava Moss said, Mutu B'dievet, Shachat Hazot Tri Machber, even B'dievet. That's the negate to Sugya Bishul. What about the Sugya negate to Achilo? Is a loch of Kli Bishul by Achilo, by Bosom Macholom, be Mutter? Or not? I mean, the Gemara discussing, there's no cliche, cliche Nama Vashu by Bishul. What about Achilo? Achilo is more Machber than Bishul. That means like, everyone knows by Chayiv Oif is no Isa Bishul. The Issa Achilo. By Kli Sheni, is there a Chumro, a Bosom Bechalov, by Bosom Bechalov? It's not Mavash, but is there a Chumro over here? Are we Machmen Kli Sheni? So, Maisa, we discussed then the whole idea of Kli Sheni. They're Machmen what? That we can eat them together. But let's say you have Kli Sheni, one touching another, now you separate them, and you only have Bosom that touch in the Kli Sheni, touch a Chalov. What's a Lach in that case? I'll make it very simple. You have a coffee mug that has over here coffee, you have the mug, and you put your flesh like a spoon benyamin inside. We discussed this case last month. Numerous times. So what's the luck of your coffee? Your mug is klisheni. Can you drink your coffee? Plain and simple. So come on, we mentioned then, the whole idea of a klisheni, we have a chilo, but the Pesachim say, makam sofik will be makel. For example, Savak Shishim, the Paiskim are Mekel by Klisheni, by Shari Surim. By Savak Gatz Lovis Point, the Paiskim want to be Mekel. Savak Nishbach, they want to be Mekel. Building upon this, Kamlum, the base mayor, the Nefesh Chayo, they want a Taino, by Bosa B'Cholov, to be Machmed only Dindu Rabbanon. So every Safik, is Kena Din Rabbanon, and therefore they want to be Mekel and say that there's no din of Klishen to be Machmer, even L'chadchila by Bosu B'cholov. No, it's not to be Machmer. Now there is a Prim Godim, he writes in Psycho, Maisa to be Machmer by the Rabbanons. When they get to the case of the coffee, by then we discussed numerous stunts to be Mekel. My father, by Sherry Brachas, was discussing with the Baal Prim Godim Hashalom, what the stunt back and forth, what's the loch in the gate to this coffee with the spoon inside. The Maisa, Baal Prim Godim Hashalom, told him back, Echshia, we have all these stunts to be Machmer in Shari's room. But Bosu B'chol is still going to be Mekel. Why? Because the Maisa, cliche, when Bosu B'chol to be Machmer, we have no Makar for that. The base male Maisa, never Shechai, the Maisa is Mekel. So Nachas Svaro, where one of the questions of Smicha in the last test was, what's the loch of with your spoon that went inside your coffee? And we had different Svaros, we can't have to say why the loch of the coffee is mutter. Nachas here, why it's mutter, because Bosu B'chol. And again, the only Tzati Machmer really is in Kofay al Shari Serum. Bosu B'chol and Maisa could be its mutter. Fine. That's mitzvah the sugya of Issachilo. Second sugya mitzvah the Isser of Aino. So again, the Gemara has six different makaris why to answer it. There's one mandioma the Gemara, the end of Kufta Zayin, says it's mutter min haTorah. The Maisa we pass is also min haTorah. Again, what comes out very simple on the page. Again, come along number one, the Pesach Shuvah of the Rambam, that even Shnat Derech Aino, the Maisa can be over in Isser, still get Malkus for it. Still get be over in Isser. That's number one. Number two, if there's Malkus or not, the Pesach Shuvah brings down the Mavucho. Once time in the Rambam, there is no Malkus. Mash Egin wants to say, Noch Shar Rishonim, there is an Isser Malkus over here. Number three, if there's a Din of Chatzishi over here, also the Pesach Shuvah brings down the Shiloh. He says Tzarachin, and then it brings down the Tzach. It says the Osim in the Torah, they get the Sugi Vano. Number four, what's the Shir Vano? The Pesach Shuvah brings down from Kiv Egin, the Shir is a Pruto. Again, the same one say the Shir, like all over the Shir is a Shir Kazayis over here. And number five, the Pesach Shuvah brings down that loch over here is people think you're supposed to take Bosu B'chol that's even Isser and burn it. Maisa, you're not supposed to burn it; you're supposed to bury it. Not only that, even if you burn it, the ashes are also bano, also bano. Therefore, you're supposed to bury it. We'll get to later on a different time what's the loch about why the halacha seems to be flushed down the toilet. Maisa, there wherever it goes, maybe there are some animals getting enough from it. And we'll have to see why that's a good etzah. The last point to get to the sugya bano. Is the second no is Dafkwin's a case of Derech Bishul. But let's say it's not Derech Bishul, there in this no, meaning you do a case of Kvisho, a case of Malicho. Those cases are there in Isra no or not. So, Maisa, the Ramah over here, that's what he brings down. He wants to tie that anything that's not Osman Torah, the Loch is the Mutter Bano. What does it mean, not Osman Torah? The way the Shach explains, he says it means a case of Kvisho or Malicho, the Maisa is going to be Mutter Bano. Atzal Hasheni. So the Daki Moshe, it brings down the Mordechai. The Mordechai wants Tain L'chora. It should be Machmer. He ends up saying, Ein Moichem B'yodai, not making Machmer against it. Not only that, take a step further, I'm Shlom Maisa, he's Machmer. Kol Tikkun Rabbanon, Ke'ein Daraisa Tikkun. The Maisa come along the place, from the end of the day, they all bring down the Taz and the Shach, at the end of the day, the Taz Lashon is, Ein Lonu Elo Diver Rishonim Achoinim, the place come over here. The Loch is that we paskin that the only time to be Machmer, on the Kovash, Omlicha, the only time to be machmer by kavash and malicha is only negate the sugya of achila, not negate the sugya of I know over here. Fine, that's the second thing I know. The third thing over here is the issa bishul over here. Now, negate first the issa bishul. Let's say you have something over here that was kavash inside. You have a piece of meat that was inside your refrigerator, and it was milk that fell down there and sat for 24 hours, and now you have a piece of meat with milk that's kavash inside. What's the loch in that case? Can you do an act of bishul? Why can't you? The din of Drabonon, we not say to Asin Ano and the Bishul. Maisa Kamlum Kivega numerous times over here and says that's not true, that's a mistake. It's true that the act over here of Kovish only Drabonon, but now when you cook it, you're even Isidaraiso. That means you have a piece of meat with milk inside. When you cook it, now you're even Isidaraiso. And therefore, sorry?
What's the other time? It shouldn't be explicit.
No, you could say that since it went in, the way of Kavosh is not Derech Bishul Satara. It is a Yad Shol.
But it's still
that's not Derech Bishul. You don't cook that way. This is Yad Shol against everybody. He might want to say it's mutter. But all the place can bring them Kivega, the Pim Godim, the Yudah, the Pesach Shuvah.
But when you're cooking it, you create a noise.
That's true, but that's not how you. When you want to give taste one to another, how do you do it? You don't first soak it and cook it. What?
It's not Derech Bishul.
That's his time. Again, everyone goes against it. I don't even want to mention that, Chico. But it said over here, all the places can say, very simple, we paskin that once it's covered, still the act of Bishul over here is also. That's Aleph. Second thing is, again, the Gerd is a sugya of Chetzi Shir, Pesach Shuvah, again, brings down a Sufik. That means he says, Chetzi Shir, we pass him by Chila, yes. By No, he brings down as far as Mikan Lakan. By Bishul also brings down as far as Mikan Lakan. Now, the Gerd to the Gerd of Bishul, there's really one main question over here. Or, we see over here that there's a lochor of Bishul is going to be Derech Bishul of Torah. That's the Gerd. Kovish, the Gemara is very clear, but I said small term. The numerous cases in between. What's the lach of tzli? What's the lach of afiyah? What's the lach of tigun? What's the lach of cham becham? What's the lach of iwi? All these cases are not kavish and not case of bishul. Where do you put it on the parameter is going to be an issur deraisa. And what's issur deraisa? It'll come out there with usur ba'no, usur b'bishul. Or no, it's a didu rabbonon, and therefore be mutter b'bishul ba'no. What are these cases over here? The main question they're really discussing, do we compare it to Shabbos or not? They have the same parameters and the same kolom of Shabbos. That means the Pichodosh, he discusses in the gate something that smoked over here. He's bringing you the Sugya of Shabbos. Whatever Shabbos is, the same Sugya over here by Issur Ve'Heter. By Shabbos, everyone knows the Loch is Bishul. By Kovash and Shabbos, Vikri Paschal, there's no Sugya of Kovash and Shabbos against Sugya of Bishul. There's no Din Deraisa over here. So therefore, whatever the Klum of Shabbos that Bishul is in the gate over here by Mosul B'Cholom. And that's how the Goyin over here says the same thing. Well, no, come with Pritoyer. He is the Bar Plukta of the Bri Chodesh, Pitoyas or Chayim Chodesh. He says, no Sheikhus. The way the Prim Gadol explains why it's not doing to Shabbos, he says Shabbos can be more Machmer and can be more Mekel. How can Shabbos be more Machmer? So Shabbos has Ovis, Shabbos has told us. So maybe it's Nichol the Ged of a Toldo. Then with Shabbos more Machmer, Mashengi Mosmachal has no told us, be more Mekel. Or you can say, Fakert, Shabbos is more Kal. Shabbos has Melechus Machshevus Osu Toyo, and Mosmachal does not have Melech Machshevus Osu Toyo. So it's not over here to be more machmer, more mekel. That's first the one of the basic machlokes over here. How do you compare cases? Do you compare it to Shabbos or not? So again, we have bishul, that's simple, deraisa, and kovash, that's drabonon. The case over here, first, take another simple case, melicha. Shachon, he says, what's the example of drabonon? He says kovash and melicha. Kovash and melicha, the chur go hand in hand, and both of them were cases of drabonons. The case of pichodesh discussed the case of something that is smoked, or something that's steamed, or something like shemesh, or shalok, all these cases will get to sivav. Sivav will there be a big mavuch among the nesekelim over there, we'll get to loch and sivav. They get to what the nesekelim over here discussing, what's the loch of sli? Sli is basically a barbecue. That means bishul means you cook something, a pot with water inside, and what's really cooking it? Water is cooking it. Bishul means the water, you heat up the water, and the water is doing the act of cooking. Sli, what's cooking it?
Fire.
The fire is cooking it, or the heat of the fire is cooking it. So the question is, what is tzli over here? Your barbecue, your roasting, your boiling, what are these cases? So you could say very simple, the Torah says, lois tevashul gvi, bishul. Bishul means not tzli. We say, no. The Maaseh Makom Pesach says the word bishul. The Gemara has the reboot, come tell you, bishul means a case of tzli. We say, for carrot. Makom Pesach is said over there, bishul. We need a special reboot to tell you tzli. And here, the Maaseh, we do not have the reboot. So they have a shalaf from Makom Pesach, some bring a raya one way, some bring a raya another way. Another sugi they're coming from, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Dalet, the Gemara discusses the pasuk Lo Shavash Bidin Bachelav Imoi or Bachelav Imoi. Do you say Yesh Eim the Mikra, Yesh Eim the Masaira? Do you read it Chelav or Chelav? The way of saying Chelav, what's Chelav? Chelav is butter. So Chelav is so, or the fats really. So I'll come out over here. These fats, what does that mean, the Chelav? So Rashi tries to discuss, that means a case of Sli. That's an act over here. It's not with the milk. Milk is Bishul. And it's chelav, that's active tzli. So, but the
this is what the tam is transferred by tzli.
Yeah, the tam is always transferred, that's for sure. That means, yeah, that's, yeah. Yes, the question how much? Without right to only be klipa or netila, with right to be shishim, yes, it'll certainly transfer 100%. So that raya is mikan lakan. You look at the Yad Avraham over here, others are off the page, are marking these raya is mikan lakan. The Maaseh, what comes out, the gates of the sugya of tzli over here. So there's a pichodesh, he goes and valves, and he said, very simple, it's like Shabbos. He comes along, like Shabbos, tzli is the raya, so who didn't know the case by Bishul is the raya, so just like the crazy, the Pim Godim, the going over here, compares to the sugya of Shabbos, the Chochmas Odom, the Chavetz Chaim is a Sefer Nidche Yisrael, he writes over there also in the raya, so Yad Yehuda. I said, Asheni, there's a Mforshim Yuri in the Sugya in Sanhedrin that says that Sli L'maisa is not Din D'Raisa. Mforshim Yuri, they point out. And even the Pritoria says, you Pritoria saying it's like Shabbos, said the Pritoria, no Shaykh is a Shabbos. There was a case of Drabonim. The Choshuchim, they disagree, said that it's a case of Drabonim here. Again, the main Nachmin is, what's the Lachan to get to Bishul and the sugya of Hano. The Maisa be'ik among the Svamu Machmer. We're still only giving a get of the Raisa, a chash the Raisa. But Vosan Truv and Chelik Vav, he doesn't want Taino. If you have a bunch of Chirufa, you want to make a sniff, maybe you can start this as a sniff. But why do we be'ik give a get of the Raisa? Therefore, once we have this case of Tzli over here, then discuss cases that are doing with Tzli. What's a loch of Tzli Kader? What's a loch of a Fiyo? What's a loch of Tigun? So again, Tzli Kader really is what, when you roast something, roast by the fire. Tzli Kader is when you roast something, it roasts a frying pan, and the frying pan cooks it the thing. So what is that? The person can point out, if you're Machmer Tzli, you're speaking of Machmer Tzli Kader. Even not, maybe it's Gedder of Tigun. What's the case of a Fiyo? Fiyo is baking in the oven. What's that? That's the heat of an oven. What's heat of an oven? The Amora writes in Simcha Face of Gimel that a fiyah is like tzli, so you're machmen tzli. Pasha, you're machmen a fiyah. Maybe you can start from fiyah as a tziruf. Again, one say one time a fiyah is even worse in the case of tzli. Maybe nichli ked a bishul yesh lodim. I said yesh lodim. I'm not sure why. So the Reich HaBaisim says that. I'm not sure why. I always say it's like tzli. Another thing they discuss on the daf, the case of tigun over here. Now here the mice is interesting. Pasha, you say you're machmen tzli, you're machmen tigun. That's the pasha.
You say tigun, you mean.
Fried, and oil.
Like sitting in
it. I mean, you have sufganiyot, you put inside oil, and you fry it. Oh, so pash is if you're machman tzli, kosh is if you're machman tigun. Right? Because tigun, there's a tzad over there, tigun even in the case of bishul. The maisa piskot shuv binyan pim godim, and he comes along and says, the loch of tzli, that's an indiraiso. Tigun, maybe that's not an indiraiso. And then we have to move, we can't be mekel. Now, all of the svart machalik, is again the thunderbolt of the year to be Mekel, Derech Bishul Osotoro. What's common? Common is to enact a Bishul. Roasting is common. Deep frying, very rarely see. Might be more common today, but to do an act of Tigun is not as common, not Derech Bishul, and therefore maybe it's not Nichol again a Derech Bishul Osotoro.
Why Ulai. Bishul has to be
made? I did the Bishul, not
the people, because the oil costs a lot, so people don't do it that way. They don't send water, they don't send oil. It's very rare that you find the act of Tigun. Less. Not as common as sleep. Maybe that's the Yisrael to Machalik. That's the Pesach of here. The Maisa among the Rishonim, this is clear Machalikis. There's a Sefer Abatim, he writes over here, the Abatim said, didn't the Raisa Tigon, Asal Shreid, the Miriam Sanhedrin, and the Chula write, notes the Dinder Abonim. Machalik is clear, Sefer Abatim and Miriam, they're both the Mandaris, same generation, they argue with each other this question. Again, Lalocha, the Pichodosh, Lushitosai, says like Shabbos, the Maisa is to get the Raisa. The girl that she talks like gives again a derice over here, Chach Mazodim, Menishchai, Yad Yudo. Atzal Hashem over here, he carried again August, which she talks like, and says, no, practice of Shabbos, says a get of Drabonon, Chavadah says get of Drabonon, or Chashulchan, again, she talks like, says, Drabonon. Over here, the Maisa, again, there's a Prim God who wants to be more Machmer Tzli than Tigin, saying, make me have some Ruba. And here again, this form end of saying, Be'ikwa Machmer. We give again a derice, Chash derice. But again, we would start with sniff, with as a sniff, maybe a little bit more of a sniff in the case of Tzli. So they say, when you have two from here, maybe you can make it the sugi negate or no, negate the sugi official. Another way of cooking, what about cooking through electricity? That means the source of the heat is not fire. It's electricity is making the heat over here. It's a couple of the place people say, whether the electricity is coiled by your hot plate, whether it's filament, whatever the case over here is, that's just creating the heat. But actually, any heat source that creates the heat, they still don't act official. That means if the electricity doesn't act official,
if it's red hot, it's fire.
Right. And therefore the place can say, very clear, sometimes you have to speak it out for certain people. Fine. So there's a Beis Yitzchok and the Achiezen, and they speak out that anything that is through electricity is fire mamish, and therefore like fire makes an act official, you have a pot of water boiling your chicken, standing over here, you have electricity that's boiling your chicken, definitely get it of the Raisa. If it's a case over here doing active sleep, get out of sleep. Whatever they get over here is, electricity is no difference whether it's a fire, electricity has the same column over here. The only question they do have is, what's a microwave? A microwave is not that simple, because they're what's cooking it. It's not like electricity that's cooking down the pot on top of a cane of fire. The thing that's cooking is electricity itself. The waves itself, the microwave, the waves itself. What is electricity? So, as far as I'm like bringing down, contemporary authorities have not given a final psak upon it. I think that's the words of the art scroll. There's no maskona clear exactly what to go do. A lot of this form give a chash deraisel. They do bring down the Isra Moshe's question. He says, give a get deraisel. The Ashi gave it a get deraisel. Make the form come along and say, either it is deraisel or chash deraisel. For different reasons, but why? One of the reasons they bring down from Moshe Yichlur, he's the Shetosai, he says microwaves are going to come very common, very practical, and this Derech Mishlo Sotara. It's a derech bishul. It's very common. People use it all the time. It's not worse than any act of bishul. Now you could say it could depend where you hold the lach of sli is. If you're machmen sli, l'chora, it means lav dafke bishul means anything. If you're mekelun sli, this shak is hard to say. It's not worse than the case of sli to be mekel. That's as far as
it's
saying.
Where it's dry and just getting where you're going, where it's singing water.
Now the mic would be not singing water. It's thumb.
It can't be more about
the water. Maybe it is. It might sound like it is. I'm not. You're not sorry. It's not like that. Pasha should be right. Pasha should be like case of sleep. Pasha should be like sleep. And Pedro hold the sleep. Ikru Choshev and sleep being the right source. Pasha should be like case of sleep. Now that's all the cases where you have a heat source. Let's say you have cases where you don't have a heat source anymore. For example, it's Klevishin Shloyal Eish. It's a case of Iroi, case of Klesheni. What's the loch in that case? The gate of the Sugya Bishal. So again, so what's Klevishin Shloyal Eish? That's before Shigamara, of Dalvin Bayes. What says by the Ilfis is a Klevishin Shloyal Eish. And still, the more saying, even this is the right song. Well, it's very clear we have the Gzeira, cannot be Oila Shulchan Echad, Bosser with Cholob. Why? Because the Klevishin Shloel Eish. That's black and white, it's the right song. Iroi, is that an Issa Bishul, the right song or not? So in the Gate of Shabbos, we know it's Machlok, the Rashbam, first of Benetam. And we Paschal, the Mishmur says, all the Paschal say, that Iroi in the Vashk, they clean up their right song. And even with the Ever, there'll be a case of Knas over there. The Ever, the Paschal say over here, Iroi, that's not Nifsuk Kiloch, is Issa the right song. However, if it's nifzik kiloach, over there it's not active bishul, therefore not be nifzik the raisel. Again, the nafkamin will be hanol ma'is will be mutter. Bishul also be mutter. Case of klisheni is that by a sugya by bishul. That's black white kamar again. The gemara said klisheni is not mivashul. That means your ilfis the klisheni ma'is will be mutter, but klisheni will be ulcer. What about a case of cham mecham with adani reitiv one side and another? So the way of the Pesach Tshuva, being down from the Pirmigonah, being down from the Yamshu Shloimo, he the Maisa want Taina is to Rabbanon. That's the making the person go, not like you just said the case of Deraiso. That means I thought a Nafkamino would be, let's say a Choro Nafkamino would be, you have a case of a beef burger, boiling hot, put your cheese on top of it. In that case over there, it's Cham B'Toy Cham, it's boiling hot, it's not right now Eish. Okay. It's ham, everything. It won't make a difference. No writing for one time or another. In the case of not on the H, one time or another, what's the loss in that case? In the case of drop on them. Oh, so two things over here. So first of all, Pashas is from the life of Kedim, sound like human inclination. Even the Rishon, again, the Machloek is about a sugar one time, the Rishon, it's much shalom one time, that's the Rishon. Fine, but the case over here is when you take the beef burger, not hamburger. If hamburger is chazer. By hamburger, there's no Isser possible color. By beef burger, you take it off the fire, you put it on a plate, you put a cheese on top of it, that's cham, but cham. What's the luck on that case? Now, again, I thought, I wrote in my notes one time, that Nafmin will be Burger King or McDonald's, where you can work in. Well, actually, we had to advertise at Burger King. They advertised a big boil of flame over there. And over there, the case is where they're putting mamash on the fire, the cheese on top of the beef burger. Mamash ain't came by McDonald's. They're not doing it that way. They don't advertise that way. Mike said, I got an email from somebody. He says he once worked there. They said, that's not true. There's no difference. That's not the Matzias. It's a nice advertisement. It's layover, layover. The Mike said, both of They both put on afterwards. Yeah. So no nafkamina. But next year, come out. If there's no nafkamina, you can work at both places besides the Sugya Bishul, maybe. Fine. The one other aspect negates the Sugya Bishul is the loch of Bishulacha Bishul. That means everyone knows, I think, in Shabbos, when you cook something, you bashul it. No, it's a Bishulacha Bishul. But the case of Bosa Macholim is a Bishulacha Bishul. So to be clear, there are really two separate cases. You have Bosa that's cooked fully, your cheese is cooked fully. Then he cooked them together. That bad is Issa Bishulacha Bishul. They would never cook together. Never transfer time one to another. That's not the question. That about it is Issa Bishulacha Bishul. The question over here is when you have a beef burger with cheese that was cooked together, and then you want to reheat it all over again, the same thing, what's the halacha in that case? So again, there's a Rishon Sefer Batim, being down the Shiloh, being down Machlokes, you showing them about this question. And then he said to the Maaseh, hey, Bishulacha Bishul. The Maaseh should be Mutter. Therefore, by Osam Kiveg on the page, he's medayik that way from a goy's iser v'et aruch. Maisi says over here, it's no iser at all. Maisi be mutter. That's how the Aruch Hashulchan, the Yaduna, they go. That's on the page. Off the page, the Maisi do mitzvahs more be machmer. Come on with Placey, or the Yaivitz, or the Yad Ephraim. They come on with Taina. No diminished Shabbos. Shabbos and Lech Moshev is also Taro. There's no Shivas over here. Already was cooked. What are you getting out of here? Here the iser is Bishul. Bishul. You move Ashul one time, you move Ashul a second time. So the Maisi Mavashalit, the Maisi Shabbat Ivan Isser. They were dying. Why said the Maaser to be Mach Michoishes? There is Isser of Bishlach
the
Bishul.
The time is in there already.
Fine, so you're doing an act of Bishul again.
You're not doing any.
That's true. For Shabbos, not Moisim. Gevaldik for Shabbos. Never Shabbos, no Shivas. And Moisim is zero. Here, the Maaser, who cares about Asafo? You're doing an act of Bishul. That's true.
Time is already transferred.
That's true. But you do Mivash, Moisim, Bechalov.
It's not direct Bishul. You don't cook things twice.
You heat things all the time. I don't know what house you live in, but you might. But every everyone's house, unless you're Melach, you reheat. That's what you do. You have leftovers, you reheat things. What? Yeah, yeah. There's a couple of things that means. That's one of the things that means. Yes.
The heating is not
there
because you're making it hot because you want to eat it hot, not because you want to cook it. That's true.
That's how people reheat things.
That's how you reheat. When you
okay.
Heat
so maybe it's different. Yeah, that's
the cliche. Will be that's what people do. People also cook
the cliche. That we have a Gemara for Baruch Hashem. Gemara says cliche is not mavasho. That Gemara I'm sure you'll find.
Yeah, people do it, so.
No, Gemara says no. That's not the derech. You want to do it, you do the cliche. You don't do the cliche. That's not the derech. It's not. It doesn't have the way of affecting one another. It's not a koyach. It's not bishul. Not a koyach. Now, if you come over here, the Piskachuv on the page, the ma'isa on the page on the test, you have to answer. The lacha, there's no bishlacha bishul, except we get to one case. But off the page, la lacha ma'isa machmed is again a bishlacha bishul. I'll look it up among the smart. Kirek said there is no issa bishlach bishul. However, there's an exception over there. There's a pesach shuv over here. Brings down, discusses Mashar Ephraim, halacha negates sugi vayno. When you have chemo that's cooked in the clear basar ben yomai. Now you have this chemo. Now you have this oil that you want to light over here. What's the halacha in that case? Discussing inside the sugi vayno. That means first, the pesach shuv is being very clear that you have mamoshes of let's say of cholov. And you make him milchik, so you take your fleshy spoon and mix it in spend. You want your even is the bishul the rice of boss of a cholov. You want to win your house, even is the rice bishul boss of a cholov. You take any spoon that's spend, you put it to the other min. Skachuva says you even is the rice. So in this case over here, where you took the chem and the ben yoimo inside, the loch is, can you use it to light with it? Come on the sharifraim. He says, use it to light with it. You can't, you're having enough from it. Allah. Now that second thing he says, even the chanukah, you cannot do that. I mitzvah lav lohan is the new. The Maya is by Chanukah Shurim, a Michta Kostel Shurim, since the Osir Vano, therefore there's no Shurim here. Therefore, you cannot use it to light, not for Chanukah, not for anything else. That's what's discussing Mitzvah the Sugi Vano. In fact, the Eli Rabba, the Eli Zuto, what the Pesach Shuvah is bringing down, you're discussing Mitzvah the Sugi Vano. What happened Mitzvah the Sugi Bishul? You had over here the case of Chemo, that's Ben Yomar, and what happened to the Sugi Bishul? How can you light it out of Bishul Shabbai? I'll say, no, fine, you want to say these shikol tires over here. Why? Mitzvah, nothing to do, son of the shir. But you can be mavashal, doing an act of bishal over here. What happens to the sugi of bishal? Then he wants to ask us bishal. I question over here is, a bishal ach a bishal? Oh, come along there. If you look up El Rav inside, no dimion to him, Kiveger. He's saying over there, the true old aim bishal ach a bishal on Shabbos. That's once yavish, that cooled down, you cook a piece of chicken, cooled down to reheat on Shabbos and mutter. Everyone knows that. But liquid that cools down on Shabbos to reheat on Shabbos, you have an issur d'oraisa.
But now it's already thick.
So it's a liquid. No, it's a liquid now.
It turns into liquid.
So someone answer back. Halkisak want to answer back. Echnami, this oil over here is kosh congealed. But Maisa would come along to be machmen the Eli Rabba and Eli Zuta, same person. One from Madura Rishon, one from Madura Shnia. Come along to be machmen over here and says why? Because it's true we have a kol ein bishul ach a bishul. But the case over here with this chem and the ben yoima to light it, you have an issur mitzal lachshin stanin. Lachshu Sani has an issa, bishul acha bishul. That means what's lacha bishul acha bishul? On the test, again, what it says on the page really says three things. Number one, chorv is each one cooked by itself separate, then cooked together, that avada issa bishul acha bishul. If they're cooked together, we heat it on the page, Kivega says to be makel. However, in the case, what's lachshu Sani? It might say to be machmer. No, so then you get involved with in Sifir Ches, in the Simin Shinin Ches. Over there, Mishmur says it starts with being a solid, ends up being a liquid, has no official. That's what Mishmur says. From Pshamach and Shulchan Aruch. Yishev and Lismur. Now, building upon this, they point out, the same in the Shire Fahim, just mentioned before, is that any B'liyah, the question here really is, the standard case of Derech B'shul Satoro is when you have Basar and Cholov, two Mamoshes over here. Let's say you have Basar and B'liyah of Cholov, or Cholov and B'liyah of Basar. Is that derech bushel also taro? Those are one time if you want to cook something and transfer taste, you don't do it in the pot. What do? You do it with the mamashes. It's not derech bushel. Therefore, those are one time it's not derech bushel, and the blias of a pot can not be an oiv isteraisa or bushel. Maisei point opposite the same from the sharifim nathaway. The blias of a pot is nechal get a derech bushel. Either you can say, especially in those pots, that the derech was it does transfer taste. Everyone knows cherry casks. You know, they use the same kli to transfer tam inside the cask of beer and put inside back inside the whiskey. So in those days, our kli might be not porous or made a little bit differently. Well, whole bucks in those days, there were certainly blees that were inside the kli. The Gemara is very clear that those blees everyone can taste. Today it's very hard to taste, but in those days very easy to taste. And therefore, the loch is that any blees in the kli that goes inside your food, the way the pus can be down, the Peskashu was saying is Issa D'Oraisa. Now, we came across this concept another time in Simen Tzadaches. Over there, we just brought down in the Pesach Chuvah and Sivka and Hay over there, that the Rashba says, the question over here is, when your bli is inside a pot, goes inside your food, is that boss b'chol or not? The Rashba says, Machlok is Rashi, Toys is Tam Gikid Rabon, Tam Gikid Deraiso. There's a B'vuchel why that's so. Pesach Chuvah down himself versus Talmud Vosik. What's the Lumdus over here? What's the Svar behind him over here? What's Peshach the Rashba? The Meister, at the end of the day, the Peskin Paskin, at the end of the day, the Meister, whether can we Paskin, Tamkin is there, Eso, or whether we Paskin Tamkin is there, Abonon, and over here will be more Machma anyway, the way the Peskin come along and say, whether the Chavetz Chaim, the Yisol, or the Benishchai, the Chayonim, they come along with Paskin, that the bleeds inside a spoon or pot that come out is Nichol Derech Beshul, the Issa Derech Eso. Then again, it comes out, what happens with your food? What do you have to go do with it? You're going to have to bury it. I mean, it happens in people's houses.
There's no Shishim.
There's no Shishim. Shishim is Mutter. Why? Not Derech Bishul. There's no time here. But in the case where there is no Shishim, the loch is the food is, you even is a Bishul Dereisa, you have to chew for it, also by no, you have to bury it. Myself, a portion of Achila over here is also. Just getting late, just mention one question over here, they gave to Bishul, I go to the pace. Is it really one question they discuss in general? Does Bishul have to lead to a positive outcome out of it? Does Bishul have to lead to a Haino, meaning you light candles out of it? Or Bishul lead to the Suga of Achilo? Let's say you do the act of Bishul that you gain nothing out of. Right. That's the question. We do an act of Bishul that you gain nothing out of it. Is it is the Bishul in and of itself? Or even it's the Bishul by cooking by itself? Or no, Bishul is, has to be something you gain out of it. So this mentions the four cases that Swam discussed. One are you asking with these Tzvadeyas, the green monsters or the frogs, whatever they have, they by the Hafkunot, they push it to the street, they light it on fire. You have to be worried about that Sunday, you have children from yesterday, and of course you have Malka, you have some pizza, and you have inside now. And in the case of, if they're touching, again, the eight is saying, better than the Baya, maybe not touching, maybe no Boss Macholov, but you have to worry about the Sugi, that you see their mamas touching, see their pizza touching the children over here. But the Bishul is linked to nothing, no one's eating with it, getting destroyed. Is there any issue over here? That's one case we discuss. Another, you could talk Taina. Whoa, forget it. Is it a mile over here? The fire. I want to make Afghana. So you can start saying maybe there is a Telus over here. Another example they discuss is by Chometz Erev Pesach. People, what happens? You throw out your spaghetti with the meatballs. So next guy throws the bag with the pizza inside. And there, the Maisa, are you doing a Baya of Bishul Basar B'Chalav? You have to make two separate places for Chometz. This is a Basari. This is a Chalavi. Where to go burn it? Another example, if you are at a sister who lives in Manhattan, so you live in 50 stories, so the way they have Manhattan with all the garbage goes, so every building has an incinerator. So an hour in the morning the incinerator is on, an hour at night it's on. So does she have to make sure not to throw her garbage into the chute that she's on the 50th, 30th floor? Goes all the way down to the incinerator when the fire is on. Because she knows inside a bag she has inside pizza and chillin. You have to worry about the concept or not. Another example, maybe to get to everybody, is let's say your kid has a bib. The Americans have that. They have a bib over there, and they have a on the bib, kid, Kenangahara, they share the food with everybody. And they have on the bib some fleishiks, some milchiks. Or not only that, you have different bibs inside, one fleishik, one milchiks, and now you want to put them in the washing machine. And you want to wash them together. You have a bayam, you have a bishul, basa b'chalov. There's no talis coming out of it. So these are food indications that's from like discussing. They want to know, first of all, is there any problem? And then you have to answer, to care the problems. Who says they're touching? Who says they're there? Maybe it's secretion or nichle. Or maybe the soap is we can make a pumpkin in the washing machine. Or no, maybe the whole question doesn't start. The only sin of the bishul is when the bishul leads to a positive outcome. This is not a positive outcome. That's the question. Maybe we'll get back to a different time. Or If you want, you'll see on the sheets.
How's it not shishin
one? Depends on how much food you have.
I'm saying when it starts, when the water starts all coming.
Pashas is Yatzlah's point.
You still don't have shishin.
No.
It depends what type of American washing machines, how water comes in directly from the pipe.
Right.
And the European washing machines,
they
warm it up.
What? Sevei Zev Gimel. We're discussing here what type of bossa to ask in the sugya of Bishop Bossa Mechalov. That means Siv Beis saying the locha is Gdi, is Lav Dafka, who are doing the locha is Shura Siv Eis. We're saying Cholov says Cholov Eim is Lav Dafka. However, the Pasuk Diva Bukasa Bahiva, and therefore it means anything that's Tar, that's a locha. That's Siv Beis. Siv Gimel is saying, if so, what's Gdi Lafuke? Lafuke, a case of Tomei, a case of Chaya, and a case of Oif. That means what's including is in Siv Beis. What is excluding? That's Sif Gimel. That's Beis and Gimel over here in the Mechaber. Now, first, if you read the Mechaber slowly, they point out that when it discusses Alocha to say when it's even Isser Raisa, it's discussed to sign the Bosser and sign the Cholov. The Bosser has to be Bosser as a case of Tahira, and the Cholov has to be a case of the Cholov and the Cholov Tahira. When it discusses the case of a Chayav Oif, it discusses one case. When the Bosser is Chayav Oif with the Cholov Tahira, that's Alocha. What happens when the Cholov is Chayav Oif? Now, oif, there's no cholov, that the Gemara says, I'm not sure, but that's what the Gemara says. But what about the case of cholov by an oif? Cholov by a chayo, I'm sorry. Cholov by a chayo.
There is
birds that have milk. I have no idea. I have no idea. Wasn't there, so there isn't. But I know birds are. Now, cholov by a chayo. What's the loch in that case? It's missing away from the Shulchan Aruch. So come along over here again, the Pesach Tshuva, bring down to Fais Kamaisho. But he wants a taina that we want to die from the Shulchan Aruch itself, that the only time to be even is the Raisa has to be a case with Behema, that side the Bosser is Behema, and that the side the Cholov has a case of Behema. Masha Enkein, whether either one is going to be a Chayo, whether the Bosser or the Cholov, Maisa case to Abonim. Kivega says, where do you get it from the Drosh? He said, the Pesach says, Bechelev Imoi. Imoi means just like the Bosser is that way. Who are doing the Cholov, the same Cholov, same Malocho, and the Cholov, whether, if it's a Chaya, the Maisa will not be a case of Deraisa. What's not Deraisa? There'll be Mutter in the case of Bishul, and Mutter in the case of Ano. Now, the Meim Avuch over here, the Taz and Shach, discussing how to understand the Torah. The Torah, when he ends off saying it, he has a line over there that says that the case of Tomei, and the case of Chaya V'Oif, you're even Isidra Abonim. Isidra Abonim. The Chaya V'Oif, he knows Isidra Abonim. By Tomei, with Cholov, the question is there an Isidab Drabanon? That means you have Chazer that got cooked with milk. You cannot eat the Chazer as Chazer. Because in Nochen Isser and Isser Bosom Cholov. So come along the back and says, yes, there's an Isser Bosom Cholov over here. Bosom Cholov. He says, what's Nachmino? Nachmino is the Sugar of Hanan, or the Sugar of Chadich or the Schabe. Mash Enki the Beis Yosef says, Lav Dafko. When it says the Torah, the words that's Osir Drabanon means Dafka Chayev Oif. Mashenki, not a case of Tomei. Tomei is Yoiv Isser Raisa of Chazer. But not Yoiv the Isser of Bosom Cholov. Now, that's what the Beis Yosef, the Bach wants to argue. Come along the Taz and Shach. They go like the Beis Yosef. The way the Taz, how he wants to answer the Bach's Raya, either Mash, the Nafkmin of Chanan. So what does it mean, Nafkmin of Chanan? The Machlis is Chanan by Bosom Cholov only, or even a case of Shari Surim. The way the Mechava Paskin is Chanan only by case of Bosom Cholov. Not by case of Shari Suru. Come along, the Taz says, what's Lumdus? Why is that so? What's the Taina? The reason to be saying Chanan only Bosom Cholov is Heter Beheter. Heter Be Isser, there's no Sugim Chanan. If so, by Chazer anyway, there's no Chanan. The Bach is wrong, there's no Chanan Chazer with milk. The Kuz the Kesef says he's wrong. There is Chanan. Of Bosom Cholov. That's not the, we're still going to argue with the Bach. He says, why? What's Pshan? I mean, the question is, how do we read the Beis Yosef? The Taz understood the Beis Yosef, there is no Nafkamina. The Bach says there is no Nafkamina. Bach said, I'll find you Nafkamina. Taz said, there is no Nafkamina. Then the Shach, no. He's not saying there's no Nafkamina. It could be Nafkamina, I don't care. But the point over here is that why make it? No Nafkamina, why make the Gzeira for? It's also Deraisa anyway. That means the arguing you understand the Beis Yosef. The Taz is saying there's no Nafkamina, and arguing the Bach said there is. And the Shach says it could be Nafkamina, but who cares? Why ask for it for? No, but why ask him? Well, you can eat it anyway. Why ask him? You can eat it.
Whatever
that means. Why? Why do that for? Why? It's Osir. Osir, why do it for?
So why does the Taz himself say that?
No reason to make it Gzeira.
But the cheese, by the cubits are on the table, there is
Hanan. Well, yes, I'm not sure what you will get there. Okay, I think we'll discuss. Not sure what you mean. Afterwards. So the Ma'aseh Kamlu, again, we have this Yisoid over here. Is there a boss of a Cholov by this Sugi that's Achaz over here? Ma'aseh, at the end of the day, the Pais go like Tazan Shach, Chach Masodim, Darach HaShulchan. They pass, there's no boss of a Cholov. Just say other Nafkaminas, we started with said by Hanan. One very simple Nafkamino. Interesting thing, about 19 years ago, when in this country they stopped bringing in Bodek from Chutz Loretz. So Bodek is broccoli, cauliflower that has no bugs inside. So came along the Ma'ariv, the Aretz, and they came along and said, what's a mile of not having worms or bugs inside broccoli? They said, very simple. Bayah basa b'cholov. So you want to eat your broccoli with milk. You have a bayah inside the sugya basa b'cholov. So now there are no bugs, you can't have it with milk.
Who said that?
The Ma'ariv in the Aretz. And how do I know? Because Yated copied it and made fun of it. Eating bugs, no. There's a bayah basa b'cholov. Therefore, they had to take out. The question, is that true? So guess the chilen v'choish of the bach shito that by bugs and cholov the bayah boss of cholov, and they attend. They figured we follow the base. So the shach, the taz over here, they paskin. That's what you're worrying about. The sixth lav in the Torah negate the bugs. You have to worry about that. Not worry about the second boss of cholov. One interesting nafkamino. Another nafkamino could be a person. Let's say he has to eat chazer after four of kuch nefesh. Eat something that's treif. Do you have to wait 6 hours? Do you have to wait 6 hours? That means the Bach is saying Chayev Oifin Tomei is the same sugya, same gezeiros over here. According to the Bach, you have to wait 6 hours. According to the Taz Shach and Beis Yosef, you won't have to wait 6 hours. So they'll never make gezeiros upon it.
Should we go there
after a regular? Are we going there? That's machlokes over here. The Taz and Shach and Beis Yosef saying not going there. Another nafkamino.
If you wait, the boss of the hunter, the wife to have a time.
There's no issa, there's no boss over here. Chayim and Atari is mutter, right? Except Chazal gave it to Rabban.
Why I wait 6 hours? Because I don't want to eat after the second achilo. I'm going to eat very sorry.
Right, but here there's no issa, boss of Chol. Chazal and Chol is mutter.
But still, I have time.
Chazal and Chol is mutter. Boss of Chol. Chazal and Chol is mutter. Another nafkamina if you want. If you find a person's arm on the floor, can you pick it up and eat it? So the Rosh Ksuba says the Maisa you can. Everyone knows Rosh Ksuba says you can. The Ban discusses it. The Rambam says eating a person's or even Isra, right? So therefore the Amon Simenai test says eating a person's or even Isra, right? So they Svad have Ksubas, you're allowed to eat a person or not, can eat a person's Arlo, different Ksubas by the Rishonim, by the Svadim. Now the Maisa comes along on the side of the Bnei Ashkenaz. It says eating a person is the right. So, what about eating your skin? Can you take your cuticles and bite it and swallow it? So loch is the Rama Paskins or the same kibitzareim. Even is the right of eating your cuticles. Or even is the right. If you swallow them, you have to wait 6 hours. Very simple question. So you can tell me, well, I'm telling on the Rosh sheet over here, and the Rosh Maisa he heals the Maisa says mutter to eat it. Then you might have to wait 6 hours. Can't say. Ulay. So no, by eating 6 hours, so what? That means you're really stuck over here. Maisa, you now eat your skin. This is the raisa. That's how we pass in the Ashkenaz. They spot the Yishlodin, but they Ashkenaz is the raisa. If you eat it, you have to wait 6 hours. According to Bach, you would have to wait.
Dry skin.
So I went to a melted tiny that way, and he says the best part of the chicken is the dried skin of the chicken. It's the best part because you love. It's the best part. He told me that's what you like. Of course, it's great. It's your skin. You dry skin of your lips? Ah! Yeah, fine.
So,
what? No, so you didn't eat it. Yeah, I said you swallowed. You swallowed. Now, negate to Chayiv Oif. That's the question over here. Is it called the Bach? Who said Nama Shiftam? Any or of a chicken, you have to wait 6 hours? Same thing. It's the same. Whatever or of a chicken or of a person. Person, the mice is a chayav, right? Fine. Now, the get to chayav oif, is it the loch of the get to bishul and all, what comes out? So, there are those, they're being down, they really depend upon the sugya, how to read the Mishnah and Daf Kufi Gimel. Is it 3 different mandiyom or 2 different mandiyom? According to Taisa, it comes along that the Tanakhama is paskening that the chayav oif is Issa deraiso. Therefore, Bishul Ano will be even Isser Deraiso. The Chayim, if you cannot cook, you cannot have an oil out of it. And therefore, there is an Issa v'hatta orach, we've done the smach, the paskins and Issa d'raisa. And that's why it was brought down over here, the Yamshu Shloima in the back, that paskin l'chumah, the Issa d'raisa, by chayav ha'oif, b'tan sugyo of Aino. And Bishul, where they're getting it from, that's Toysha Shita in the sugyo. That's Toysha's. Asal Hashani, l'maiso, read the mechaber by Ossetzav Gimli, paskin is mutter. There are more also by Ossetzav Alf, maiso paskin is mutter. So Alf, Gimli, Sadal, a couple times he writes mutter. Where they're getting it from? They're getting it from the Torah, that he passing like the Rosh. That no three mandi omrim in the sugar, there are two mandi omrim. Kiva is explaining the Tanakhama. If so, comes along, there's no mandi omrim chayv oif deraisa in the Mishnah. Therefore, it's only Kiva, he passed on Kiva, reverse chveirog. And therefore, the loch of the paskin, that it's we mutter bishamano. Loch lamaisa, how do we go? It's true that the Yamshon, the Bachon, the Machmer, then at the end of the day, the Shach, the Bechodesh, the Pitor, Choch Mazodim, the Chavetz Chaim, the Archa Shulchan, the Primogodim place, they all come along in Maisa, the paskin, it's mutter. Chayim Oif, the only thing we can be machmir for is negate the sugars of Durabonans. I'm sorry, negate the sugars of Achilo, who give a get of Durabonans. Therefore, Bishul and all the Maisel will be mutter. However, negate a case of Sophic of Basa Oif Becholov, if it's Din Durabonan, let's say Soph Durabon Lakulo. So that, most people know if the sugars of Nishbach over there, and over there, the Taz brings down the Issa Veheta Oruch to be machmir. Now, why is it Issa Veheta Oruch being machmir? The Shach says he's Lishitosai. He passens. Like the smack, the loch is that we pass in the Tanakhama on to the Kiva, if the Din Deraiso. Tan says, even without that, still to be Machmer. Why? Because it also chizikli Devarim. We Machmer could be Machazik, Din Derabonon. We Machazik. Therefore, come along the we Be'ika Paskin, number one, the loch is that the idea of if the loch is a case of Derabonon. To be Machmer, to solve Derabonon, or be Makel, that's Machlok Yan Simon Tanaches. Taz the Meister, he wanted to be Machmer. Meister, the Prim Gunnum by us says to be Makel, or this says to be Makel, or Master Ruba, the STS Prim Gunnum, but Ik this woman said the Meister, we can be Makel, but in the gate to you of a Suffolk.
Only in the gate to that then?
Any Suffolk. Orkla, or the Orkla Makofiyad, that's what you mean, Orkla Makofiyad. What can I do? Give it.
I'm saying, but the Gate Hanau and even the Taz would be Makel.
Yeah, that could, yeah. But all the Klamath Sake is here, Kofiyad. One last thing over here is this cost. The idea of what happens, we're discussing now Chaya, Oif, Tomei, Tar. What about the kosher animal was in the Vela? Did you shechita to it? A cow? They did not do shechita. The Vela. The Vela with milk. What's the loch in that case? Is it a kosher animal with milk, a get of Dereiso? Or is it like Tomei? Is it a get of Drabon? It'll be Mutter, Bishul, and Mutter Bano. Or a similar case, what's the loch with Cholav and Chelav together? Cholav and Chelav. Now, the Meister, the case of Cholav and Chelav is the Gemara Mufreshet and the Gemara Kofi Gimel Abayis. The Gemara brings down machlokes of Amir and Vasi. If you get Malkus, don't get Malkus. The Gemara has four Mahalchim to explain, understand what the side of the machlokes is. The first Mahalchim of the Gemara is that the argument is ain't Issachal upon the Isser. If you're Issachal upon the Isser, the Maisel will be Mutter. You won't get Malkus. The other man, the Yama, says Issachal upon the Isser. The second way the Gemara is everyone agrees ain't Issachal upon the Isser. Negate Achilo. The question, do you learn out Bishul from Achilo not? The Gemara's third option is Fakert. Everyone agrees it is Issachal upon Isser when negate the Bishul. Question: learn out Achila from Bishul. The fourth option comes out along the Gemara and says, "No machlokes. One discussing the sugya of Achila, one discussing the sugya of Bishul." That means the pashtus over here is that what's a locha negate in the case of nevela with cholov or chila with cholov? Really, you have to discuss three things: what's a locha negate Achila, what's a locha negate Bishul, what's a locha negate Ano. Negate Achila, the simple understanding is ain't Issachal upon Isser. That means nevela was anyway also to eat nevela with milk. In Issachal upon Isser, there will be no Isser or Nevela with milk together. The Maisel will be Mutter. That's how Be'ikah the place can go. Minatoyo the Maisel, there's no Isser over here. Negate to the Sugya of Achilo, Rambam and others. Negate to Bishul. Also, Pashto the Sugya is, Fakert Issachal upon Isser. By Nevela, there's no Isser Bishul. But by Basim Achal, there is Isser Bishul. So Isser, Isser Maisel, Issachal upon it. That means negate to the Vela, and the case over here of Cholov. Bishul, Be'ikah the Paiskim said, the Rambam is clear, and the Paiskim will bring down, there is an Issa Bishul. Achilo is also very clear. There is no Issa Achilo. That's how the Paiskim go.
Achilo is not
Maisif. No, but it's separate love. Separate Issa. The main question among the Nice Kalim, what about the Geta? No. Do you say the Sorach Yitzayin is, I know that I suffer over here, and therefore there is an Issa or no? Or no? Peskachuv brings down the Degum of Ovo. Being down the Rambam Pesach Mishnayis, it has a Nakuda Nafla, a wonderful Nakuda. He explains the story we mentioned at the beginning of the Chavurah, same idea, that how many Lavin over here? The Rambam says there are three Lavin. I'm sorry, two Lavin. The Rambam said two Lavin. He said one of them is Bishul, What mitzvah achila and enoh? Achila and enoh go hand in hand. The ikar enoh is achila. He says over here also, he explains, the only reason why the Torah asked it, enoh is mitzvah achila. They're part and parcel one with another. If so, if the Torah says, in yis achal upon Israel on achila, tags along with it the sugya of enoh also. And therefore, there will be no Israel enoh unavailable with cholov. Because just like by achila, in yis achal upon Israel, Hanah is falling along with it, it's part and parcel of the Isra of Hanah and Achila go together, and therefore there is no Isra of Hanah over here.
But if it was cooked by Isra, if it was the Rosh of the Isra, so then it's
by Nevela?
Nevela, we said there is an Isra by Bishul.
Bishul, that's it. There's no Isra
after it's
Mevushal. No Isra Achila.
There is Isra Achila
no. No Isra Achila, no. No chila, bas mechol. It's a chila of nevela. That's it. No bas mechol. No. After bishul, no isar chila.
But you
over isar
bishul.
That's it. Over isar bishul bas mechol and al tachila bas mechol is motor. Gemara. That's what I was saying.
Chila, maybe each one of them was cooked by itself, so then you could eat it together.
No. That's always motor, minatara. It's always motor minatara. So over here, come again. We have a yisayin over here. That what's the lock of three things? Bishul is aser. Achila lemais is going to be mutter as possible cholov. Now it's achila shavai, and the sugya of another Ram wants to be mekel. Those who want to follow like him, asel hasheni, come on the pesach shuvei binyan, the kampeyino, and the pimegodim, and the sam soifik sam soifik losin im is chichem alav. Meaning, do not get upset upon him. But we can be pasuk in that way. We can be pasuk in loch is fakert. Either we have three pesukim, or the kud of the flaw of the Ramam is a doichig over soif kol soif. The isa meisef. Achila, Ma'aseh is Eidus upon Isser. Hanah, there's no Hanah on the veil. Let there be Hanah in the case of Basim Chalav. Therefore, definitely get Isser Ma'aseh. And then, Be'ik the Pais can say that Dagmavo Ma'aseh wants to say a Mekel Yishu Min Lisboich. Mok Mefsid. However, this one Be'ik want to be Machmer and Choshish to be Machmer, even in the case of Simrubo, and say you cannot be something upon this. And Aser a Sugya of Hanah. Has it Negea practically? They say very simple. If you have any animals, so there's animal food. You buy animal food, or usually, for example, you buy dog food. On it, you want to give, of course, the man's best friend, you want to give him some meat. And of course, it says in the bag has some calcium inside. So, of course, that means milk. So, in this dog food over here has meat and milk. Now, the meat they're putting inside, I'm sure they did not do shchita to. Why do shchita to it? But it's a case of a nevela. Nevela with cholov. Can you have enough from it? Can you take this thing and go feed it to the animals? Can you buy it and go give it to the animals? So people like making fun of why the animal food have a kashrus symbol upon it in America. Over here they don't. But in America, certain ashkochas give a kashrus symbol to it for that reason. The bayah of mitzvah the sugya
v'enoh. Who did the bishul?
Who did the bishul? They did. The guy did the bishul.
Okay, so there's
no a guy did the bishul. Can you have enough from the boss of
a
cholov?
A guy did the bishul?
Yeah. What's the difference?
He didn't know. He was not even
an answer. He's right. He didn't know it, sir.
Is the mamash cooked together?
Yeah. It's cooked together.
That's
about
only if you did
the Israel. No, someone cooked it, you're eating it.
You celebrate cheeseburger?
Because
I'm doing it.
No. You can't have it, no. That'll be this question. We're passing it to be makhlo. That means, negate the animal. That means it comes out in the gate to animal food. The Dagmavavim wants to make a book of Hefzid. There's no Hefzid over here. And make it a place you want to argue. L'choi, you cannot have animal food. That's true. That's the veil with cholov inside. Now, they do discuss, what about shampoo? There's someone telling that in shampoo, also, maybe there might be some derivatives of meat or milk inside. So make it a shampoo taina. It's not that way. First of all, who said they put inside a behemoth toro? Maybe it's inside behemoth tommy. That's Aleph. V'oid, the Moshe wants to tell you that usually it's inside the shampoo is nifkam, not Roi L'Achilo. I mean, they tell you the dog food is Roi L'Achilo. Just also Roi L'Achilo, the Klavim. But when we get to the... They say people eat it. They get hungry, they eat it. But when they get to the shampoo, they want to tell you it's not Roi L'Achilo, not Roi L'Achilo. Nobody of them is having enough Moshe B'Cholov. They B'Cholov. They didn't act a visual Moshe B'Cholov over here. Fine, but the Moshe... What? Then they get shampoo, but they get to animal food, then they get this pesach tshuva. Just a mesayim, come on every bechino or every smicha test, they always ask really four questions. They ask, what's the halacha of a basar, tomei, or oif, or nevela with cholov? That's usually the one line question they have over there. And you have to answer each one has a different halacha. What's the halacha of basa tamei with chalav? You have to say the bach and taz and shach. What's the halacha of oif? You have to say the bach again, the raisa versus others. What's the case in the veilah? You have to say achila bishulan no. And what's the case of a kavashim licha? You're also going to have to answer what the machlokes over here. Those are usually the one line question. And anyone should try to make their own shach get clear. These four cases, what the halachas are: number one, achila; number two, the bishul; number three, tano. Bez Hashem. Next Chaburah will be on Gimel Tu Hei on Monday, Bezer Hashem. 12.